that we're living in today. Book of Luke, the second chapter. If you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word and tonight join with us there in that chapter. And reading starting at verse 40 is where we'll be reading from tonight. Everybody found it? Verse 40 of the second chapter of the book of Luke. And it says, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast." And I'm going to stop reading there, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. Don't ever recall that we've preached from these three scriptures that we read to you tonight. But the Lord laid a thought upon my heart, and sometimes the Lord will give us the thought or the text, and then we have to go digging for the scriptures, and sometimes he'll give us the scriptures, and we have to go digging for the text. God knows what he's doing, and he knows what we need each and every time. And my thought tonight that the Lord has laid upon my heart is, let's keep Christ out. Let's keep Christ out. And you'll see, not in the way that you would think, that text will go this evening. I've heard many of you say, as we was coming in, we had a few minutes before church, and then some of you as you came in the door as well, we enjoyed the Christmas season that we had. We enjoyed the time that we had with family and friends. But how many of you are glad that Christmas is over? Is there anybody that's not glad? I didn't see a hand go up on that one. We appreciate the time that we have with our family and friends, and we just get so caught up in the hustle and bustle that we wear ourselves out to the point that we almost need a vacation after Christmas is over with so that we can recuperate. And I'm sure that on Monday after Christmas, there was a lot of folks that was out taking back gifts for exchange. And some folks may have even already started taking down the trees and the ornaments from Christmas. And many folks will start putting the tree away, and they'll start putting the ornaments away, and they'll start putting the wreaths and the presents away. Some of them will even put Santa Claus away for another year. And some have put the snowman away for another year. Some folks that was all caught up in the Christmas spirit, it won't appear again for another year. And I thought, what a shame it is that our folks can't keep the compassion that we have at Christmas time all year long. Some of these folks that have given lots during the Christmas season, why we can't do that all year long and be compassionate to those that are less fortunate. And why folks can enjoy Christmas and the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, but then they forget about him for the rest of the year. It's okay to put all that other stuff away. And I know that many of us, we're ready for the tree to come down. We're ready for the lights to be turned off and all of the ornaments put away in the boxes, because it's Christmas is past. But folks, we need to keep Christ out for not just for a Christmas season, but all year long. And let his light shine bright so that folks can see that he's not just here for one or two days a year, but he's here for all things. And I heard a preacher say the other day in a message that many Christians that are strong, you find them at church when things are good, and when, for those that are weak, you find them that there when there are when things are bad. But I don't need to be in church just when things are good or just when things are bad. But I believe we ought to be in church all the time. Because Christ is not just there for a season or for a time that's in our life, but he's there for all of our life. In fact, it's even in my later years, I don't know how in the world I could make it a day without the Lord to watch over us and to help us. There's days that we all, Brother Eli made mention about one that's just ready to give up. There's times that we're all ready to give up. Is this not true? There's times that we wonder, what more can we bear and how much more can we take? And somehow at Christmas time, many of those thoughts are pushed away. And they're hidden because of the love and the joy that's there because of it's Christmas time. And I just think it would be great if our folks could keep Christ out all year long. And that they would have that love and that joy and that compassionate heart. And be able to enjoy each other for the time that we have, because our time is quickly running out on us. Every one of us, Becky and Willardine, I'll tell on them, before church they was talking about being old. And you know, the closer we get to that age that we think that is old, the further we push it out. When I was growing up, Jim, I've shared this with the church many times. When I was growing up, I remember one day thinking I thought my mom and dad was old. And several years ago, the Lord let me go back and reflect on that. And I began to add up, looking back in retrospect, how old my mom and dad was when I thought they was old. And they was in their 30s. Now, 30 to me isn't old. 40 isn't old. 50's looking old. 50's not old. But you know what we do is we move the barometer, we move it down the line, because as we get closer to it, it doesn't look like it's that bad. But somewhere along the way, it doesn't matter how old you might be in years, some of us are just old. We may not be with you in years, but we've not aged well. Let me put it that way and move on. But there's times that if it had not been for the Lord, we all would have given up. We all would have thrown in the towel and we wouldn't have had any hope whatsoever. Let me preach to you tonight. We're living in a time when God's people need to keep Christ out and visible. Let His light shine, because He said a city. He said, let our light so shine like a city that's set on a hill which cannot be hid. If we can be like that, He can illuminate all the dark places of this world and of your life and my life. He said if we would let Him shine, if we would lift Him up, that He would draw all men unto Him. Not just at Christmas time, but all year long. He's drawing men and women unto Him that He can change their lives and make it right. I look at so many folks, and you're probably tired of hearing about this, but I look at so many folks that I know and that you know, some of them that you know, and I look at their lives and I think if only they would allow God to come in and let His light shine in their life, and they would surrender their will unto Him, they would find a different life than the one they're living right now. But what they want to do is let Him shine for a little while and then put Him away. What drove part of my thoughts is that throughout the Bible, in the book of Luke in the second chapter, you find that earlier part of this chapter, around the 8th verse, you find that there were some wise men that came to where Jesus was in the manger. In the book of Matthew, in the second chapter, about the 11th verse, you find out that there was some, wise men, there were some shepherds that came to the manger. In Matthew, the second chapter, in the 11th verse, you find that there were some wise men that came into the house where they were at. Now, we don't know how old he was, but he wasn't lying in a manger when the wise men came. They were in a house. He could have been 3 months, he could have been 6 months, he could have been 2 years. And then here in the scripture reading that I gave to you tonight, he was 12 years old when he was there in the temple. The Bible teaches us that there was vast periods of time that you heard nothing about Christ at all. There was periods of time that there was nothing. If we go back from Malachi to the book of Matthew, there was 400 years that there wasn't even a word from God. There was vast periods of time, even from the time he was 12 until he began performing the miracles at the age of 30. Let me go back for a minute. From the time he was 12 until we find him at the wedding, and then after the wedding at Cana until the time that he was 30 years old, vast periods of time that you heard nothing about Christ. Did that mean that he wasn't alive and well? No. He was alive and well. But so many people flock to Christ when they have a need or when things are great and joyous, like Christmas time and Easter time, and then you don't hear from them for a long period of time. You see my message tonight? Things have not changed that much. Now, certainly there may have been other people that went to the Lord. And just because your family and mine that come every once in a while, and those that get caught up in the Christmas spirit, why they can't keep it all year, is just the same thing we find in the Word of God. Not everybody is excited to have Christ every day. But I ask you tonight to reflect in your own life. How many of us could make it a day without the Lord? And you say, you're so weak. No, it's that He is so strong. And because I know Him, I have everything that I have need of. People go for long periods of time without the Lord, I worry about. People that say that they are Christians and have no desire to worship God, have no desire to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, I worry about. Because I wonder sometimes if they really know Him. Do they really know Him, or is it just part of the fashion to bring Him out every once in a while? Becky will tell you that there's probably very few things in this life that I hate to do other than drag out Christmas ornaments. And what I don't like to do, you would know, she enjoys. God puts opposites together sometimes. And I do it because I see the enjoyment that she has and the love that she has for it. But if she gets somebody else to take my place, I'm not going to argue either. And the rest of the men said amen also. What, ladies, you didn't hear it. But that's just a tree to me. I've often said this to some of you, the ladies may have heard this when you was down at the house. If it was up to me, if I had a tree at all, because a tree don't make Christmas to me. It's just an ornament. But if it was up to me, I'd have one like my granny used to have years and years ago, Sister Joan. She had one of those aluminum trees. And it had a red and green and blue and yellow light that turned. And depending upon where the light was at, when that thing was turning, depended upon what color the tree was. And that was the only ornament you needed. That was the tree. Because you see, Christmas to me isn't about the tree. It's about the one who come to die upon a tree, that we can have life and have it more abundantly. So when we're packing away everything else, when we're putting all that other stuff away, let's put it away, but let's don't put Christ away. Let's keep Him out so that our neighbors, our co-workers, our friends and our family, that they can see that there's a reality in knowing Him, not just once or twice a year, but Brother Bill, knowing Him every day of the year. And knowing that it's a joy to be able to serve Him today. It's not an obligation. It is, but to us, it's not. It's not something that we are made to do. But we enjoy serving the Lord because of what He has done for us. And that He made a way of escape that we don't have to die and go to hell for all eternity. Let's put all this other stuff away. I'm with the sisters and the brothers that said this before church, and even Jim, I think, made mention of it as he was opening up tonight. I'm glad that the Christmas season has passed. I'm glad that we could put all that shopping and all that other stuff behind us. It thrilled my heart to see the grandkids open their gifts and to see the joy that came to their face and to see our own kids that and to see them open their gifts. And I got to see Reese and Sean opening their gifts down in Florida just by a picture that was sent to us. But you know, Becky and I could laugh and enjoy it because we know them and we know what they were saying or what they was thinking at the time that picture was taken. But outside of that, I'm glad that Christmas is over. I can celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when it's over with, we can put all this other stuff behind us. And we ought to have more time now just to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Let's keep him out all year. Let's let everybody know that he's not just a babe in a manger. Let's let them know that he just doesn't come to church once a year. But he's with us here every time that we assemble in one mind, in one spirit, in one truth. When we come together like that, God will meet with us and we can have church in a way that he is pleased with. And let our light so shine that our people that we come in contact with can see that there is a reality in knowing him as our Lord and Savior. He's not just an occasional friend. He's a lifetime friend. And I close tonight. Let me say this. Not only in biblical times was there gaps between you saw Christ and then he was no more. But even in our Christian life, sometimes, can anybody else in the house look back on your Christian life and see times when you allowed him to shine bright? And other times when you look at your life and say, where was he at? When I look back and I can see Christ, it makes my heart leap with joy. And when I can look back and I say, where was he at? It makes me ashamed because I know it wasn't him, but it was me. I put him away. I set him on the shelf. And every time that I look back and retrospect and see that, you know what I see? When the darkest clouds of my life was there, it's when I was away from God. Because I have no light within myself. You have no light within yourself, Jim. But the light we have comes from God. And when we let him shine, we shine. So tonight, in closing, as Rob gets us a song of invitation tonight, because I believe this is a message that many of our folks need to hear, is that we don't need to put him away. Put all this other stuff, and I'll use this word, not that I'm using this word about celebrating Christ's birthday, but all this other stuff we do is really foolishness. It's foolishness. It won't, as Granny used to say, it won't amount to a hill of beans. But what we do for Christ is what will stand. It's what will change your life and my life. It's what will change our children and our grandchildren's life. It's what will change our country, our nation, and this world. If we get the, Becky's got some of these things, and what we do at the end of the Christmas season is that there's like a drape, a covering that goes over them, and you put them away. We don't need to put a drape over Christ. We need to let him stay out. And let him shine to light our paths, to give us guidance, to give us advice. Everything we have need of, we can find it in Jesus Christ if we let him stay out instead of putting him away. Would you stand while they sing just one verse of a song tonight? I don't know why God laid this upon my heart, but I know that we need to put everything else away. And lift up the name of the Lord. Let him so shine that he is so bright that our people will see the reality of a risen Savior. Sing this one verse in chorus tonight, Brother Rob. How about you? Are you letting him shine? When you put all the other stuff away in your life, that you put Christ away also. Why don't you bring it to the Lord? Bless that young man. Somebody else tonight. Keep Christ out. Put everything else away. But please keep Him out. I am meek and lowly. Yes. Amen. While these are praying, this is a Wednesday night prayer meeting. And as Sister Edwina said, this is our last Wednesday night in 2011. While these are praying, why don't the rest of us just gather in with them and pray for those that are putting all that stuff away. You know what? If your kids and mine and our neighbors and co-workers would all keep Christ out, what a better world we would have to live in tonight. Would you join with us as we close in an altar of prayer on this Wednesday, December the 28th, 2011. Amen.